Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, presented by Business West and Living Local. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and here is your host for this episode of Business Talk. He's the editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here's George O'Brien.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local. We have a great show for you today, and I can't wait to get to it, but I will for just 1 minute because we need to hear this important message from this month's sponsor, Munson Savings Bank.
These are uncertain times, but Munson Savings Bank continues to grow and evolve, most recently by opening a new loan and operations center in Wilbraham and a new branch in East Longmeadow, scheduled to open later this summer. At Munson Savings Bank, we believe in going above and beyond to create solutions for people, businesses, and our community.
Okay, we are back on Business Talk. We have a familiar guest with us today. We have Peter Oscotten. He is the owner of the Log Cabin Banquet and Meeting House, the Delaney House, and several other businesses in this area. Peter, how are you?
George, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Okay, we're hanging in there, just like everybody else these days, watching what's happening, seeing what's happening.
Well, I'm glad to be here on the podcast with you. This is fun. I appreciate you.
Okay, all right. We like to have Peter on because Peter can speak to all manner of things happening in the world out there. He has lots of different kinds of businesses, and he can speak to everything from COVID to our workforce crisis to what we see with the economy.
I know very little of a lot of things.
To what's happening with chicken prices. What is happening with chicken prices?
Every price is ridiculous. It's so hard to shop in the food service industry. I actually think it's hard to shop in a grocery store. It's mind-boggling what people are doing with price points. Not just chicken, but some prices, like beef prices. If you want prime rib, it's easily 40% higher than it was last year. 40%.
All right. Well, we'll talk some more about that. Like I said, we'd like to have Peter on the show because he can speak to all the things that are happening in the world right now. They all seem to be colliding, hitting every business, but especially his businesses all at once. So let's just start by kind of getting a general feel for what you're seeing and what you're hearing out there. We're entering another phase of the pandemic. Cases are swelling a little bit. There's a lot more concern out there. The fear factor is higher. What are you seeing in your various business ventures and what are your projections as we enter the winter months here?
Well, George, it's really interesting what I think is happening out there. And I don't know if you personally experiencing what I'm going to talk to you a little bit about, but we are clearly seeing a difference of what happens in a corporate environment versus the social environment. Social environment is doing stuff. It's almost saying, I'm done with COVID. I'm going out. I'm having dinner. I'm getting together with my friends. I'm doing what I used to do. And maybe not everybody, but I would say to me, at least 80% of the people are acting relatively normal. Corporate is a completely different thing. In event industry, and I think in anything that I'm involved with, is they're staying away. They're can't do a holiday party because don't want to promote a gathering. Can't do this because I don't want to promote a gathering. I think there's a real radical difference there right now.
Mm-hmm. You're seeing it across the board? Or now this would normally be a very busy time for you with Christmas party. Couple a week, several by now. This podcast will be coming out December 13th or so. You would normally be wrapping up Christmas parties by this time of year, heading for the last ones.
It's not really happening this year, George. You come to the restaurant and you'll see a busy restaurant. So you see gatherings of people bringing in little gifts for each other, celebrating the holidays. But you go over to the ballrooms and they're either empty or they have very small events. So we're probably, compared to 2019, as far as the event industry, we're probably down 75%.
My goodness. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's a big number. The good thing is that the social stuff is happening. So, but there's definitely a corporate doesn't want to sponsor a gathering. I don't know how else to put it. Could be a money savings thing. You know, it could be just a responsibility thing. It's hard to put your finger on that.
Do the industry experts have any indication of when this fog might lift and when things might improve?
I think we're all looking again and saying, okay, by the time we hit April, things are going to be relatively normal again. I can tell you I'm in the middle of budgeting, so I am trying to pinpoint what's going to happen next year. Mm-hmm. I can tell you as a company, the social events, the weddings are better than ever. So we had a good year this year. We're going to have a better year than ever next year. A lot of weddings, all the pinned up demand is out there. So that means showers, that means post-wedding brunches, that means quite a bit of stuff. I'm hoping that corporate goes back to somewhat normal next year. And so we're that part of the business, forecasting it at about 20% drop over 2019, just to throw a dart at it, because I think it's a different world. It's kind of hard to say what's going to happen. But anybody I talked to, I don't think anybody has a real answer.
Okay. Maybe some of them will become a little bit clearer, but you're being hit by all kinds of things at once here. And we've talked about some of these things over the last few months. Inflation, supply chain issues, workforce issues. You and I have been talking, business writer to entrepreneur for the better part of 25 years now. Has it ever been harder to, it's never easy to be in business, but I'm gathering that it's never been harder. Is that your take on?
I don't know if the word is hard. I think we're not used to reacting and doing things. So back to the point that I was trying to make a minute ago, doing a budget 2 years ago where I would admit to my banker that I'm just throwing something against the wall and I hope it sticks because I need a budget. I need some sort of goals. We didn't do that 2 years ago. We had pretty good track records to understand what would happen. Pricing wise, if you come to me right now and you want to price an event for next year, I'm being really careful with that price. I'm going to tell you that I need at least a 10% movement on my price. And I actually mean it. It's not just a buried contractual clause. I got to have the ability to charge you more if prices continue going up. And it's just a different way of doing business. And we're not used to it. We're definitely not used to it. And my clients are not used to it. When you talk to somebody, I have an amazing client that we've had for years. They're looking, and they do 4 or 5 events. They're in the 400 to 500 people range. I don't want to name the client because I think that's unfair. Mm-hmm. Their pricing from 2019 is almost $15 per person higher. And they're really struggling coming to terms with that. And we have never done this, but we're drawing a line. It's like, we love you. We love your business. Here's the line, because it doesn't make sense to open the door to lose money or think that we're going to lose money. So those things are hard. They're not normal. We're not part of the normal day-to-day 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think it's adapting. I don't know if it's difficult. It's just adapting.
So let's talk about inflation for a little bit. I mean, we see the headlines on the news and we see it at the grocery store. Sometimes we don't fully understand what it means for businesses to be dealing with those kind of inflationary numbers and how difficult it is to pass those increases along to customers just because it's difficult to do that all at one time. So how are we coping with this?
Well, I think it's one little fight, and the fight is maybe a strong word, but it's one little argument at a time because every customer is important and you don't want to upset them. You're planning a wedding, and if you happen to get stuck in COVID and you had a budget of, let's say, $100 a head, and if I'm doing that wedding for you next year, exactly the same product, I got to charge you about $130. So your price as a wedding customer is roughly $30, under that example, higher than it was.
30%.
Good guess. That's money. That's real to somebody. And I would venture to guess that the income of this guest has not gone up as fast. So if somebody's tight, it's not a good situation. Just not.
And you've had to have those conversations with customers every day. So
yeah, talking so much about it that they understand it's happening, but that doesn't mean they're like.
No, they certainly don't. And you're saying the same thing on the restaurant side?
Yeah, I think it's 25% to 30% in a 2 year span or 2.5 year span.
Right. So the steak prices is what we're hearing are going up the most dramatically. At least that's what you see at the supermarket.
We had a menu meeting the other day. So we as a team got all together and we kind of reviewed the menus. And when it came to prime rib and filet mignon, we actually worked completely different. We used to upcharge in our menu. If you had prime rib or filet mignon, we used to upcharge by $3. Okay, because it was a package menu. But let's say you want to pick the 8-ounce filet, it was an extra $3 a person. Or if you want a prime rib, it was the same. My my pricing next year, just the upcharge in the package is $10 if you want those two products. It's still a crapshoot. It's still not clear to me why. And then you have the weirdest things that happen. So Dom Perignon. We all know Dom Perignon. I don't know if you go out to the grocery, to the liquor store to try to buy it, but you can't get it. Mm. It's not going to happen. It's not going to come to the U.S. for another year. So do you replace it with Cristal? Do you replace it? What does that do to your budget? It's those talks are happening all the time.
I guess. All right. Very interesting. It's funny. Okay. You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West Magazine. I'm here with Peter Roscotton. He's the owner of the Delaney House and the Log Cabin and Bank Meeting House and many other businesses. We're talking about, we're talking about all the things that are making it more challenging to be in business these days. Inflation, COVID, uncertainty about the future, prices. We haven't even talked about workforce yet. I mean, if you can put all these things together, now you got to have people who can serve those meals and bartend. And boy, when last we spoke, I guess it was during the summer, you were talking about just how difficult it is to get help. Is that situation improving at all?
I would say it's a little better, but I'm in a really sad place right now. So I was extremely busy up to almost Thanksgiving, all the weddings, Thanksgiving. We were almost back to our normal staff. So for the Log Cabin Delaney, it's a team of about 325 people. Here's the sad thing for me. The corporate business is almost gone right now. I don't have work for those 150 of those people. I really don't have work for them for the next 3.5 months. And the sad thing in this process for a company like ours is I have to start from scratch again, because they're going to find a job. They're going to go somewhere else. And then I'm going to have to start from scratch again in March and April to bring people like them back. That kills me, because the labor market is very tight and I'm losing good people to year-round jobs, and there's nothing I can do about it.
So the struggle last spring and summer was just to staff up. And I know you were talking about job fairs, expecting to be able to hire, 30, 40 people at a job fair and maybe only be able to hire a handful. So you finally staff up and now you're faced with doing the same thing all over again next year.
That part kills me.
It must.
Good people, for the most part, you find good people. For the most part, you get them happy, and then you can't put them to work. It kills you, and then you start all over again. Not sure how to answer that, but that's just what it is. I had a really interesting conversation yesterday with a professor from UMass. We have the privilege of hosting a class from UMass every 2 years, and we do research projects with this class, and it's a really cool thing to do. And there's always an HR component to this get together, like a labor force component. And the focus is evolving. It's not about the $1,000 bonus. It's not about paying more money. Those are already given. But it's deeper than that. It's how do you make that employee that's now making a lot more money that you attracted, how do you make them really happy? It's not just the work. It's they got to love the work. They got to love the environment. The whole HR piece, to me, in my world, is deeper than the higher dollar numbers and the bonuses to bring them in. It's how do you keep them happy? How do you make us better than our competitors a place to work in?
And how do you keep them happy?
Yeah, that is bigger. I think that's going to be bigger in the next year than I realized. It's not tough luck. If you don't like the job, go find one somewhere else. It's how do I keep you happy so you don't look somewhere else?
Right. But the competition on the wage side must be getting immense. I mean, you see those signs in the windows all the time. Convenience stores,
everywhere.
Restaurants, the signing bonuses. We've never seen anything like this. And who knows how long it's going to go on.
And you know, something that's happening in my backyard, and I don't know if you've covered it in your magazine, but it's something that very few people are talking about. Holyoke is, I don't know how else to put it, but it's becoming the pot capital. So I used to always feel like, okay, I got Holyoke and East Hampton in my backyard. That's my core workforce. And a lot of them are available. And when I look at Holyoke right now, all these factories are ramping up and they're sucking the labor market out of us, especially the lower level, the $15 to $17 hour employees.
Interesting.
So there's increased competition happening in my immediate area, and it could be happening in other communities. And then, so you got to pay more and back to the happiness. I think it's a combination of all of that. People in hospitality in the next few years are going to make a lot more money than they used to for the same job. It's part of the deal.
So we saw some progress on the tourism front in 2021. We events came back, venues came back, the Big E opened again, the Thunderbirds opened again. I know you're really plugged in on the tourism side here in Western Massachusetts. What are you hearing from your colleagues about what kind of year they had and what they're looking forward to in 2022?
Well, the uncertainty of 22 is still there because corporate was a piece of our business. I don't care if you're in a hotel business or event business, even in a restaurant business, because if there's a corporate traveler, they're going out for dinner, they're entertaining each other, they're doing stuff. That piece, I think, is going to come back slower than we would want. So the local traveler, the local transient traveler, the person that is doing the staycation and so forth, which was a great part of 2021. We all did really well with that. People from Longmeadow that came to Holyoke and stayed or whatever. I don't know how long that is sustainable because that local traveler is going to want to venture again a little further away. So we need to be ready for that. So a lot of uncertainty. I don't know if there's a prediction I can give you, but I can tell you it's uncertain. Western Mass as a whole, I feel did okay this year. The beginning of the year was very mediocre, but by the time we got to June, I think we did okay. I don't think it was an awful year by no means. The hotel for us did relatively well from June till now, and the restaurant has done great. So
it's who's staying in your hotel? Not to interrupt. There's no business travel or very little business travel at this point. So it's
our market is kind of it's really twofold for the most part. It's the staycation market. I want to stay in a nice place that has a restaurant next door, that has a spa, gives me a whole little package kind of a thing. And then because we're pretty heavy on the wedding industry, that fills the weekends because they come and spend a few days. There's a shuttle so they can drink and drive and not worry about it. That whole experience is a good experience. So I think those are the two core markets that have sustained.
So I know I've asked this question a couple different ways. Let me try one more time. Crystal ball wise for 2022, are we going to have a good year economy wise here in Western Massachusetts, or what are we looking at here?
I think my budgets are going to be in sales about 10% down from 2019. That's probably where I'm going to end up.
That's what everybody's doing now. They're looking at
conservatively good.
Right. Okay. 10% down from 2019. No one should be happy with that, but nobody should really, considering the last 2 years. That's...
But you know, I'm an optimist, right?
Yes. Oh, I've known that. Yes. All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, Peter, thank you for coming back on the show. We always love having you on. We'll have you back soon. I hope you have a great holiday. You have a good winter, and we'll be back soon.
I'm always here for you. Same to you and whoever's listening to this. Happy holidays.
Okay. Well, happy holidays to all of you. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again next time. You've been listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local. We'll see you next time.